That its function is exactly the same as a silicon-based computer, but this is a carbon-based computer. I started to realize that the cell was a chip and that the nucleus was a hard disk with programs. The genes were programs. But what was really exciting as I was typing this on my computer, I realized at that particular moment, my computer was like a cell. It had programs built into it. But what was expressed by the computer wasn't determined by the programs. It was determined by the information that I, as the environment, was typing onto the keyboard. And all of a sudden, all the pieces fell into place. And I realized, oh my God, the cell membrane is actually an information processing computer chip. The cell's genes are the hard drive with all the potentials, and that's why every cell, such as a stem cell in your body, can form any kind of cell, because every nucleus has all the genes that make up a human. But why should a cell be skin, and one cell be bone, and one cell be eye? And the answer is, not because of the gene programs, but because of the feedback of the information from the environment. And all of a sudden, the bigger thing hit me, and the bigger thing was this, that what makes us different from each other is the character of the keyboard on the surface of our cells. That, as we're going to get into later on and describe how this works, that the keyboard has a pin key, a pin that makes each one of us different. And the significance about it is that the pin key, the identity keys on the surface of our cells, respond to environmental information. And all of a sudden, the biggest aha that I could ever imagine hit me at that moment. And that was this, that my identity is actually an environmental signal that is playing through the keyboard on the surface of my cell and engaging my genetic programs. That I myself was not actually even inside the cell. That you are not inside your cell. You're playing through your cell using the keyboard as an interface. That you are an identity from the environment. I was an identity from the environment. Well, what was really profound about this was that when I went back in my history as to why I became a biologist, I became a biologist because in my youth and the dysfunctional developmental experiences that I had in my younger days, I realized that when I wanted to get some kind of truth, that I didn't see that religion was offering that. Because while they spoke all the words and they all sounded really nice, their behaviors in no way seemed to match what they were talking about. That led me to science, and as a youth, I really saw that science was important because a truth is in science is the same in New York as it is in Brazil, as it is in Germany. That all sciences are true, and once we establish facts, they become universal and that they become accepted by all as this is a truth, rather than what I saw religion as separate, each giving different truths and not being coordinated. So I went away from spirit, which I didn't believe in, and ended up in science, only to end up in that particular night in 1985, identifying the fact that my identity was something from the environment playing through my cells. And it was the greatest shock in my world because I was completely thrown from a non-spiritual reality into the requirement of a spiritual reality based on the fact that I was not inside the cell, I was playing through the cell, meaning this, my cell was like a little television set with antennas, and that I was a broadcast, and that my broadcast station was picked up by the antennas, and that controlled the readout of the genes so that I was actually programming my cells. What was relevant was I realized that if the cell died, it didn't necessarily mean the loss of the broadcast, that the broadcast is out there whether the cell was here or not. And all of a sudden this hit me with such profound awe that I actually just had this complete emotional transformation, because at 1:59 in the morning, here I was, non-spiritual, looking at the mechanistic side of life, and at 2 a.m. in the morning, all of a sudden realizing the requirement and existence of an identity that was outside of the cell and independent of the cell. And I was just completely blew my mind. I was so out of it, I couldn't believe it. I mean, I started to realize, for example, the first important thing was a weight was lifted off my shoulder, a weight of mortality. I didn't realize it. None of us really realize it, that our mortality is very principal element in guiding everything we do, because every step you take, your biology is reflecting on whether this step is going to enhance your survival or compromise your survival. What I realized was when survival wasn't that important, because I realized my eternal character is part of some broadcast in the field, this weight, this fear of mortality disappeared. And it's been great, because that's been about 25 years ago, and it's just one of the most wonderful, liberating experiences I ever had, because it took away the nature of mortality. It added more to who I was and more value to what my life was.
Why don't we go ahead and play the next one, okay, Sam?
And this new biology deals with the fact that the brain of the cell is the skin of the cell. The skin of the cell is called the membrane. And it's interesting, because this skin is what separates the inside of the cell from the outside world. And in this particular position, the skin becomes very important, because the skin is the interface of two dynamic realms, the interior of the body, the self, and the exterior ever-changing world that we live in. And as in its position, the skin can see both environments at the same time, read the conditions of each environment, and then serve as a device to read what's going on in the outside world and adjust what's going on in the inside world to keep us alive. So the skin of the cell is the brain of the cell, and that is the functional element that controls life. And why this is relevant is because it's a process of dynamic control, as compared to the concept that we were dealing with before with genes, where there was a program established at conception and the rest of our lives was just essentially a readout of that program. The membrane, as controlling of genes, offered new insights. The membrane could select genes and deselect genes. The membrane could control genes. So basically, what we're going to talk about from this point on is the nature of how this membrane or brain of the cell works. And the reason why this is important is because when you understand the nature of it, you'll start to realize we are not victims of our genes. That through the action of the membrane, we can actually control our genes and our biology and our life. And we have been doing it all the time, although we've been laboring under the belief that we are victims. And why this science becomes really interesting is because it reveals how the membrane perceives the environmental signals and then translates those signals into biological signals that control our biology. And so that where this really becomes relevant to us is that we perceive the environment and adjust our biology. And as we'll get into a little bit later, we'll recognize a very important fact. Not all of our perceptions are accurate. That we acquire perceptions that are actually misperceptions. The relevance about that is, since the biology converts perceptions into biology, if we are laboring under misperceptions, then those misperceptions adjust our biology, but actually provide for a misadjustment of our biology. So when our perceptions are inaccurate, we can actually destroy our own biology. Then when we turn around and recognize, since perceptions control life, then think about it this way. The old vision of genes controlling life, to change life, we have to change the genes, the Human Genome Project, genetic engineering. But when we understand that genes are just respondents to the environment from the perceptions handled by the membrane, then we can realize that if life isn't going well, then what we really have to do is not change our genes, but change our perceptions. And that's a heck of a lot easier to do than physically messing with the body. And in fact, this is the power of this new biology, that we can control our lives by controlling our perceptions.
I think that's just mind-blowing, and I think he's so right on. Today, when I was driving around with my husband, we talked about the child-rearing that we had both had. Neither parents were big on taking us to the doctor. I didn't see a physician until I was 13, I believe, when I fell off my bike, and it was just as long for my husband, and he broke his arm. Our parents learned from their parents how to care for the children. They learned about measles and mumps and colds, and they used mother's remedies type of thing. And so we never perceived that a physician had to be involved. Our perception of health and life did not include seeing a doctor. And we both sailed through childhood without any significant illness. And even to this day, neither one of us is too keen on taking any pills or supplements or anything. And we've stayed remarkably healthy for a remarkable amount of time. I think he's so right on. Sadly, I wish when I had my children, I decided that I would take them to a doctor because that's what everybody was doing. And so they were raised to believe that part of childhood included these visits to the pediatrician. I didn't know better. I had no idea what the reality was about health. And sadly, when they had their children, they repeated what I had done with them. Their children were dragged off to the pediatrician on their regular schedule for wellness exams. So again, the children learn, perceive that the way to be a good parent is to take the child to the doctor. The child needs regular visits to the doctor. Therefore, when they grow up, they perceive the doctor is where you're going to go to get healthy or get well. So breaking this pattern is going to be very difficult because this medical industrial complex paradigm is pretty much everywhere in our society. And I think I talked about on another program that they now have Medicare wellness visits and they have palliative care, and both are designed to get you into the doctor or the medical complex because it's good for you. You know, this is help. You've got to go in. This will make you healthier. When again, we're back to your perception. Your perception is you need these people to maintain your health. And it's so far from the truth, it's absolutely ridiculous. And we talked about that on a previous show, that palliative care is managed care, and they want to make sure that they examine you to see if you're depressed. They plant in your mind that you could be depressed. That's your perception. They plant in your mind that you could have pending heart disease or maybe pending cancer, so we got to do these screenings. So what they're doing is they're creating this perception that you're going to get sick. And with their preventative care, hopefully, they'll recognize it early and they'll march you into treatment and you'll be okay, when simply not true. There are no statistics to prove that preventative medicine extends life. None. In fact, I believe it does the opposite, because it gives them an excuse to either radiate your body, or which is toxic, or put you on pharmaceutical products, which are also toxic. So their idea of preventative care actually screws with your perception of your body's ability to be healthy. Anyway, I think he's got a lot to offer. I invite everybody to listen to his whole program or a lot of. He's got so many YouTubes out there that you can learn a lot from him. We'll take callers. And let me give you the number. I don't think I'll ever memorize this number. It's 1-800-313-9443. Again, 1-800-313-9443. So this whole theory, it's not even a theory anymore. I think he's right. That's why I read that thing from Gandhi. I think he's got the proof. I think many people have joined him. Many people agree with him. Many people have had success with his strategies. The hard part, however, is what I just talked about, which is changing your perception. And he talks about how our perceptions of life or our worldviews get established in that talk and in others. And he explains that in that first 7 years of your life, when all you're doing is taking in information, you're trying to learn what the world's all about, what's this, what's that, you're learning language, you're learning sounds, you're learning food, you're learning how to get along with other people, you're learning music. It's just massive amounts of information going into your brain, into your memory, and it's all being done subconsciously, because at that age, that's what your brain, what your body is designed to do, take in information. So children can't weed out the truth from lies, so they accept anything they're told basically as being true. And that formulates this perception of the world that they take with them as they go into life. And then you send them to school where they learn a whole bunch of information that's totally wrong, bad science, bad social skills, bad skills for happiness. The schools are not noted to help children learn how to manage responsibility and maintain happiness. So now you've got this perception that we're going to try to help people overcome. And the perception is that we have to have approval from others, and we have to have others take care of us. We can't take care of ourselves. Children nowadays are not even taught how to fix plumbing or paint ceilings. I mean, they have been raised in such a fashion that most of them cannot do even the basics that all our parents were able to do. So their perception is become such that they're not, I'm trying to think, that they don't really feel good about who they are. And this is going to be difficult to change, but we're going to have to work on it. We're going to have to work on it, because they do need to understand a different reality if they are to grow up with any promise of health or happiness. Okay, we have a caller. I think this is a caller I recognize from a while back. Chris from Las Vegas. Chris, are you there?
Well, hello there, Miss Al. Nice to hear your voice again.
Well, nice to hear yours.
Well, I was kidnapped, taken political terrorism hostage at the Lake Psychiatric Facility at Maximal 3 level high security prison because I was a dangerous individual because of what I know.
So you were in a psychiatric, how long did they keep you?
30 days was about as long as they could stand me. I did a couple of live broadcasts from there exposing some of the things that I saw and the things that occurred with me there. And so they were about as anxious to get me out as I was to be out of there, fortuitously for me. My detractors have been proven wrong, those who had an interest in putting me out of their misery 400 miles away from my home location, were proven abjectly wrong, and I was found and deemed to be competent, and showing them to be libelous, showing them to be, it was just real defamation of character, assassination of my good name, and all sorts of things.
Well, unfortunately, in their world, none of that's really a crime unless you can put a price tag on it. We've watched that happen. You'd have to make any of those charges, you'd have to say it costs you X amount of money, and the only way they can protect themselves is to pay the money. I mean, there's no honor in their world. You know that, Chris.
Well, absolutely not. They had a political agenda of alleviating the immense liability they have for abusing me and stealing my private property here at home, and the unlawful arrest and lawful incarceration aspects of what's taken on, and malicious bad faith prosecution by the county district attorney. So it's been quite a horrific deal. I'm not out of the woods yet. I'm still fighting against these malicious bad faith charges.
Well, now we're going to go to break. We'll be back shortly.
We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back to In Defense of Humanity. I'm Al Whitney, and tonight we've been listening to Bruce Lipton talk about, actually, it's the biology of belief, but he was referring to the regeneration of your cells, which is a big part of what he has to offer. Well, Chris, what did you think of Bruce Lipton's work? Is Crystal there?
I'm sorry, I thought he was very spiritually guided. I thought that he absolutely was led to that decision and perception that he was able to evaluate. Yes, we could claim it was epiphany, and maybe he had read the part and it reflected back, but I think really he was thinking beyond his initial self powers and receiving higher powers assisting him to make that rational and, I think, reality conclusion.
Yeah, and you know what? He seemed to be, and you probably have this experience, he seemed to be, very focused on getting this answer. And he was willing to give it as much time as it needed to figure this out. And I think that is coming from a higher power when we get like that, that kind of devotion, that kind of concentration that it takes to answer a very difficult question when everybody around you is saying something else.
Well, not speaking particularly to Bruce's position tonight, but myself, I've had a perception, a sort of spiritual perception, that our pineal gland is really a two-way radio transmitter microprocessor that gives us the ability to spiritually communicate with the higher powers in the heavens, and that's where we get our sixth sense or our spiritual connection from, to the higher powers in the universe.
Well, I mean, he is saying that comes from outside the body, that he said that many times, and, you know, it makes sense to me. That's all I can say. Well, I'm glad that you're free again. And I hope you manage to stay that way. Okay, it's good to hear from you, Chris. We have other callers.
You blessed, Al. Thank you so very much.
You take care. Okay, we have Bill from Austin. Bill, are you there?
Hello, Al.
Hi, Bill.
Great show tonight. I just have one comment to make. I don't know if you've ever heard of Abraham Hicks. It's a lady that speaks of the similar processes of the mind affecting the body psychosomatically. But you may, some of the listeners may want to look it up. It's on they've got different clips on YouTube. And it's called Abraham Hicks, H-I-C-K-S.
Okay.
So that might be of some interest.
Well, I'll tell you that he's talking about our perception and the powers that be, I call them the global elite scum of the earth, work on our perception all the time. In fact, that clip that I played in the beginning of the program, Advancing the Front, which came from that documentary, The Corporation, they go into the power or the amount of money that is paid out by the corporation to manage our perception. And they call it perception management. It's or public relations, and really it's propaganda. But this is it, we've been targeted for perception management, as far as I can tell, for the last century, ever since Eddie Bernays, ever since the passage of the Federal Reserve Act. The American people were sold World War I through Eddie Bernays. In other words, their whole, all their money and all their effort from the corporation and the government is focused on managing our perception of our reality. That's why we live in a matrix.
I agree 100%. If you really kind of compare it, it's very similar to stage hypnosis. What a stage hypnotist would do, if you've ever seen one of those shows or seen a video of it, how people can so easily be maybe brainwashed, you might say, but basically it's just hypnotized. And that's another word for propaganda and what Edward Bernays has been doing. It's just simple stage hypnosis, basically.
Yeah. And so I've been a product of it my whole life, and I know it was pretty shocking to try to break out of it. It was uncomfortable for a period of time, but I think once you get out of it and you've had a couple shocks, and I have, had a couple shocks. I couldn't believe I believed such and such a way before I found out the truth. One thing you do is you get a lot more skeptical, and I wish most of the public would be far more skeptical than they are.
Right. But anyway, I appreciate the show, and I just want to give you a little bit of information if you're interested.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling in. Okay. I'll bring on Tom from Utah, although we'll be going to break fairly soon. So go ahead and say hi, Tom.
Hi.
Hi.
You said to say hi, right?
Yeah, I mean, I can let you talk. I'm just warning you that we're going to go to break pretty soon, but go ahead. How are you tonight?
Oh, sounds like the break. I was just talking with Chris person to person.
Oh, okay. All right, we'll be back shortly.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction?
a huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate.
Okay, welcome back to Defense of Humanity. We are in our last segment, and we're talking to Tom from Utah. Go ahead, Tom.
Am I still connected?
Yep.
Yeah, half an hour ago, I was sitting here just casually listening to RBN, and my phone rang, and it was Chris. He'd heard me a little while before on Gordon's show. But what's really beautiful about what this gentleman is saying is exactly the epiphany that I had in 91 when I laid on a steel table at the edge of death myself, and since I'd worked in the same areas, you know, I'm talking about DNA research and stem cell research. And, of course, anytime anybody talks to me about stem cell or DNA, I kind of laugh and I say, you know what, the reality is you may have some control of your body function through your DNA, but the primary source of your function is the environment. So when I hear people saying, well, I'm going to go in for stem cell therapy, or I'm going to go in and get some genes examined, and they're going to determine what my possibility is for this disease or that disease, I say, well, that's fine, but that means you have no control over what your life is. But when you realize, as he's telling you, that your cell membrane is what receives the signals, and then you're either illness or behavior is determined by that. That puts you back in control, doesn't it?
You know, and that is so wise what you're just saying. And again, we're back to this whole idea of palliative care, where they come in and they tell a patient who may have a very serious illness, they perceive that this illness is going to be the final illness, that this patient is on his way out. So they walk in and that's what they tell the patient, and we're here to help you finish off your life. Well, if the patient believes that, Tom, it's probably a self-fulfilling prophecy, don't you think?
Yeah, sadly, I'd been through Hollywood and done a lot of lectures after Paul McCartney had found out about me during just right after Linda McCartney's death with her breast cancer. What's really sad is the industry with the DNA research is kind of the hysteria, right? That's what I call it, DNA hysteria, not DNA real research.
Right.
But they create this hysteria, and Jolene, remember
Angela
her?
Jolie, yes.
Angelina Jolie. Even though she'd actually been there at the Paul McCartney program where I explained the etiology of breast cancer and the environmental causes, right?
Yes.
They went ahead and convinced her to have her breasts removed. And yeah. A few of my friends were just, you know, just incensed that that occurred.
Yeah, me
see,
too.
See, that's the power of my medical fellows now that are no longer operating with the integrity of medicine, which I at least had some taste of in my past.
Yes.
But now for the issue of profit, they convince you you have no control over your disease issues. And
right.
So as we identify these markers in your genes, we'll go ahead and do preemptive surgery or drug treatment. That way you
yes.
don't have to make any changes in your life. You are just an innocent victim of your DNA.
Yes, and,
you know, and
not only that, let's just say you're not living a bad life and you've got a lump. Well, what would happen, Tom, if you just continue to eat well, live your life well, and just say, oh, well, it'll probably go away? Now, what are the chances that it'll go away?
Well, first of all, if you have a lump, and I will tell you this, this is exactly what I told that 3,000 gathered at Paramount Studios, Paramount Theater, and then, of course, in so many other venues afterwards and actually before. If you find a lump, what you need to do is examine your environmental behavior. By the way, I was going to tell you, Chris hung up on me to go ahead and program his cellular membrane. He needed to eat, right?
Yes.
But what I explained to that crowd in Hollywood was, I actually explained this to Paul prior to that, that Linda's breast cancer was a consequence of her environmental choices. So if you find a lump in your chest, you need to examine what you're doing and then search. And hopefully you find me. I mean, I'm going to sound a little presumptuous. But if you find a lump in your breast, you need to find out what would trigger that fatty tissue to accumulate. And, of course, then you start looking for answers. And the answers are not drugs. It's not surgery. Not chemotherapy. It's life change. And it's just exactly like this gentleman that you've been playing refers to. It's the input into your
yes.
system that caused the maladies or the dis-ease of your system. So whenever you find yourself in a disease state, get on your knees. This is what I tell my victims, as I call them. I say, get on your knees, look for inspiration. And one thing you got to be really convinced of is what you know is not true, and then try to find the truth. See, I always tell everybody, God did not make a mistake when he designed us. He didn't design us to be cancerous. He didn't design us to be diabetic or you know, MS challenged. He designed us in a perfect way, and just like this gentleman's explaining, what happens to us is a consequence of what we believe, and of course a lot of what we believe has been programmed by the medical profession.
Yes.
And sadly, the medical profession now exists for its self-perpetuation, not for your health or your benefit.
Right.
It's
and I remember reading that our bodies weren't designed to need new molecular entities.
And by the way, do you know how many stem cells are in your body?
Oh, millions or billions.
90 trillion.
Oh,
every
wow.
Single.
Yes.
Like he was explaining, every cell carries the DNA, the information, and
yes.
Any cell can produce or make a sister cell that becomes another tissue.
There you go.
You know,
there you go.
So when I hear people say, well, we've got this stem cell therapy. I said, well, you already have stem cells. You've got 90 trillion to 110 trillion. That's
wow.
Every cell in your body. If you didn't have stem cells throughout your body, how would you ever cure a cut?
That's correct. Or yes, I mean, how would we? We wouldn't.
Yes.
And we know for a fact, do we not, that so many cells die, sloughed off and are replaced. I mean, isn't this not normal? We have this cells die and new cells come in their place.
Yep, and every cell in your body is a stem cell that contains all the information of every other cell. And, you know, when you have a cell, for example, if you cut your skin, you've got, let's say you take a chunk of skin out where you're taking the fatty tissue, you know, the subdermal tissues. If you leave that wound alone, keep it clean, keep it aerated, you know, and you take in the right building material through your mouth, right? You're going
right.
to restore all of that tissue. And so from the sister cells, in fact, one cell that may be actually, for example, the skin cell, it can actually produce a fatty cell, a sister, underneath it. In other words, it doesn't have to reproduce itself. It just simply has to reproduce the cell that is adjacent to it.
Yes.
And every single cell has a slightly different character, no matter where it is in your body.
Yes.
And yet when that cell is damaged and is sloughed off or is, you know, in an accidental removal or extraction, that cell can be replaced from non-equivalent cells just simply because of the environment around it and the demand put on that new cell.
But now
anyway,
we have to admit, Alan, I mean, Tom, that if a shark took off your foot, you're probably not going to grow a new foot.
Not in the amount of time that your telomeres allow you on this life. Now, if you could live long enough, I think you would.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Yeah,
interesting.
I mean, if we could just simply get life out to the times of Adam and Eve, you know, 1,000 years out there. By the way, that is feasible if we didn't have this toxic environment. If our telomeres were not damaged by the poisons that we're exposed to.
Right.
We could live a very long life, and I would bet you could restore a foot if you had it cut off. I mean,
well,
other animals do that, don't they?
Well, they do. They absolutely do. And again, we've been programmed, as you say, Angelina Jolie, she even heard you talk, but somebody convinced her that this terrible gene was in her body and could cost her life, and so she went along with that, and that was very sad.
Fran Drescher, on the other hand, paid attention. In fact, we ran into each other in D.C., I have a beautiful picture with Fran Drescher. You know Fran Drescher, the nanny.
Yes.
I didn't know she was in this crowd of 3,000, and I was walking out of a representative's office in D.C., and I heard this obnoxious voice out in the hall, stepped out there, and here's Fran Drescher, you know, several hundred yards away from me. And she spotted me, and she hollered down that hallway, said, "What are you doing here?" And I turned around to see if somebody else was standing around me because I didn't know she knew me. Forgot that, you know, she'd been there at that program. Anyway, she runs up to me and says, what are you doing here? And I said, you first. And she said, well, I'm here petitioning for breast cancer funding. Well, at that point, she pushed my button. I leaned into her and I said, you know, that's a waste of time. She said, yes, I know, but I'm forced to do it. And, you know, film industry people do not have control over their life.
That's true.
So then she says, I know you probably don't know this, but I was in that program that you did for Paul McCartney. I heard what you told me about the female cancers, and she said, you saved my breast, you saved my life, you saved my career. And I in that moment, I said, well, no, Fran, you heard what I explained, the etiology of these cancers. You acted on that knowledge, so you saved your breast, your life, and your career. She said, oh, I like that better.
Ah, that's great. That's great. It's the empowerment of these people, and I think I don't have to tell you how important that is, that we empower ourselves, because as long as we feel victims and powerless, we're having a hard time winning this race, you know?
Well, you've heard that statement that's from the scripture, says, know the truth, and the truth will make you free.
Right.
I also have another one that I've made up, and it's know the truth, and the truth will make you mad.
Well, I'm glad you called in. I have a couple more callers, so I'm going to have to let you go, Tom, but thanks for sharing. That was great information. Tom? Okay, I guess he's gone. That was great information. I'm so glad he called in. Okay, we can probably take one more caller. Alan from Nevada. Alan, are you there?
Yes, I am. I'd like to have you comment on something. My grandson is a geneticist, and he has a patent pending on the genetic treatment of muscular dystrophy, and he is now working on juvenile diabetes. I would like to have some kind of a comment on that, because I'm kind of bewildered with what I'm hearing here today. So I'm going to hang up and let you hear it, and I'll hear it on the radio. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling in. This is not uncommon. We've got family, friends, relatives, in fields that we know are being led down the wrong path. The best advice I have for you, Alan, is go to your computer and type in the search engine YouTube-Bruce Lipton, the regeneration of your cells. Bruce Lipton, Lipton, the regeneration of your cells. And you can share that with your grandson. It's probably not going to come as good news to him, but it's important, because even though he may want to make a living going into this field, what I keep trying to get everybody to understand, including doctors, that this information, if you are walking around in a human body, this is information that you need, no matter what your profession. This is information that will change the world, literally. No matter what your profession, and even if it takes you a while to figure out how to make the adjustment in your career, this information is imperative. It's just that important. So that's what I have to say. Go look at that. It's an hour and 38 minutes, and you're probably going to want to listen to it more than once. It's amazing. In fact, everything Bruce Lipton puts out there, I try to listen to, because I think he's just got so much powerful, empowering information. Okay, maybe we have time for Ron to make a comment. Maybe about a minute, Ron. I hate to rush you, but we have about a minute.
No problem.
Okay.
Real simple. Everybody should also Google Mr. Zuckerberg's wife, who's a doctor, and who married her later in life, but she's also utilizing world naturopathic knowledge, and the article was funny. It was saying, for as private as the family is, they're saying how the actual wife is actually worth more than Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg. And because of the things that she's doing and how proactive she's using world knowledge and world organic products, just as I had to do and leave the United States of America to save my own life because of the covering up of the malpractice that took place against me at age 3 that was never disclosed and had to be self-taught in law to file a pro se lawsuit on my 18th birthday to get my original medical records released so I could pursue my own research and validate the medical malpractice that did take place against me when I was only 3. It was never told to me. I'm seeking people as we speak to bring people together in our country privately because I know the truth.
Okay, I'm sorry we're going to have to go. Please stay tuned, people, and listen to our imaging prayer. We really can use the power of our mind and our imagination to make the world a better place. And I'll be back next week. Thanks for the calling in, Rod.
NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, silent salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
We'd like to end tonight's show by reaching up to a higher power, whatever that might mean to you, to assist us in creating the future we all want. Close your eyes as you listen to this beautiful song by Inca Gold called Shout to the Lord, and image families and children enjoying Earth's healthy meadows, forests, oceans, and mountains in perpetuity. Image them laughing, singing, and dancing.
Visualize humanity thriving, free from want or fear. Picture the peaceful world we all deserve. Let's joyfully create our future together.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.